Ugly one last night for the Bruins out in Seattle. You knew it was going to go rough with Frazier back in town against all his old pals.
Keith. I know. Probably a late night for Frazier.
It was, well, not a happy birthday for Judd. It was Judd's birthday last night.
Happy birthday, Judd.
Happy belated.
Happy late birthday to Judd.
To Judd. He didn't sound very happy there.
No, he didn't get the gift that he wanted most.
With the Kraken scoring goal after goal after goal.
Yeah, they put up a bunch of goals on the Bruins.
So 7-4. It was nice to see Swayman out there for most of it last night. giving up goal after goal after goal. One of those blow-up games that Razor used to tell us.
Yeah,
about,
toss those out. Yeah, those don't count. Best in the league.
Yeah, you don't count those.
Razor would also tell us the last game on a road trip.
Well, no.
Hornets nest.
You said this yesterday.
That's a bear trap.
Last game on a road trip, yeah. First game on a homestand?
Forget it.
Come on. You're at that.
So
who
tomorrow
wins
night,
yeah.
Punt.
Yeah.
They're not winning that one.
Get your loser point if you're lucky.
Oh, please.
If all goes well.
Yeah, no, it's unfortunate.
So the Bruins now have a record of 22-19-2 in every other sport that's known as 22-21. they have a -6 goal differential. Yeah. They are 3-5-2, 3-7. Out of their last 10, they're sinking like a stone in the East. They're only 3 points out of last place in the Eastern Conference, Keith.
Right.
Because you can flip it around and say they're 3 points out of a playoff spot.
Are they back to gagging for Gavin?
Maybe.
Well, it's funny. We looked at
3 points out of last place, and they've played more games than every team save for the Rangers and Red Wings in the East, and they're way behind Detroit.
Was it a month ago or so? We were looking at a Greg Wyshynski article where he was kind of projecting forward all the teams and saying who he thought most likely to be a playoff team and everything else. And the Bruins at that time were either first or second in the division.
And he had them last in the division.
He's like, they're the worst team in the division.
Yeah,
and we're like, I don't know. They're up there.
Right,
he's like,
now,
no, they're the worst team in the division.
They have 46 points in 43 games. Yeah. They're only ahead of Ottawa, who has 45 and 41. They trail the Maple Leafs, who have played one fewer game. And
yikes.
The Panthers, who played one fewer game.
So they have, you know, a lot of different issues, obviously, on the team. They still overall aren't extremely talented, and maybe they were playing a little above their level at that time when they were at the top of the division. I do think Hampus Lindholm's injuries that he has had this season have been significant.
Hamper's been like the key to the whole year.
He really has. Like, I got to look this up. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but like, what's the record when he plays versus when it isn't? He's one of those guys that you wouldn't think, like, at the beginning of the year, you'd be like, oh, you can't lose Pastrnak, can't lose McAvoy, can't lose Swayman, Morgan Geeky, you can't lose these guys. It's like, no, Hampus, he's the glue guy. You don't have him, and they fall apart. I mentioned Geeky. At one point, he was on pace for, like, 60 goals.
Slowing down.
Dry spell. A little bit of dry patch. I think it's 7 straight games now without a goal.
Well,
which, for most players, isn't the end of the world. But for a guy that was on pace for 60.
Well, and for this team, who else scores? Pasta had two last night. Yeah. But like, but who else scores? It's those two.
No, it's those two guys. So they are sort of the Denny Green. They are who we thought they were.
Yep.
Right? Like, they probably aren't the worst team in the league. But they're also not a playoff team. So you're in that really bad spot.
Here's our guy, Marco Sturm.
Sturminator.
I would say disappointed with the effort last night.
We were immature. I can tell you that. And that's what all happened today. You know, they didn't do anything. They went back in their zone. They stopped. They went up and down the ice. And we made the mistakes. And, of course, penalties hurt us again from all of them. So, and then all of a sudden you give up, you know, 2 points here, who we definitely should have grabbed it today, and that's the most frustrating and disappointing part of it.
Okay.
Our brain was empty today a little bit.
It's like they didn't do anything.
We just
sucked.
He's like, we're immature. Yeah. They didn't do anything.
No, nothing on their end.
We took too many penalties, which the Bruins have taken the most penalties in the league. 605 penalty minutes. Next up is Tampa Bay at 564.
That's not ideal.
And some of the situations where they take them, it's like they're already on the kill, and they take another penalty to make it a 5-on-3. Boom. Immediately, Seattle scores. Or like, oh, you just get a goal to get back into the game. Boom. Penalty, Seattle scores. Like, situationally, they're even worse. But they take the most penalties in the league. And, yeah, that's a coach that sounds a little frustrated with his team. And I don't blame him based on the way they're playing.
Yeah, and it's just you don't really see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel here with this team either, right? Like, they're just kind of floundering around.
It feels like they've been playing over their heads, and now they're turning into what we thought they would be.
It's a combination.
Earlier, the Mike Singletary, this is what we
thought. No, Denny Green.
I'm sorry, Denny Green.
Mike Singletary can't win with
can't
him.
Can't win with him. Well, also this team. I'm sorry. Hey, can't win with this team.
Both apply. Throw in a Jim Mora. Playoffs. Like, they're all.
It's all applied to the Bruins. Yeah. That's true. All of these great rants.
They, yeah, because, you know, you just. They are what we thought they were, in fact. And it's like that middle ground where they have some high-end players, and it's just kind of leveled off, combined with other teams starting to catch up to them games played-wise. And some of the teams that they were ahead of for a while, they were playing so much worse than they actually are. Right? So they were like, oh, the Eastern Conference or the Atlantic Division might be more wide open. Or did a couple teams just get off to really slow starts, and they were eventually going to pass you by as you were sinking? And so that's kind of where they are.
Yeah, right. Like teams like Toronto and Florida.
Yeah.
You're not better than those teams. You were for like a couple of months. You were ahead of them in the standings, but you're not better than those teams.
No.
Mark in Medford's been waiting patiently on the Patriots. I know he always wants to talk bees as well. So, Mark, take it wherever you want.
I do have a Patriots comment and a Bruins comment. First, a Patriots comment. I think there's one guy on the Chargers, and I think Herbert's going to go to him a lot. And I think the Patriots just need to keep an eye on the rookie tight end Aronde Gadsden.
Okay.
I just have a funny feeling he's going to fly in under the radar.
Okay.
And on the Bruins...
Tight ends have given them problems.
Yeah, for sure.
And on the Bruins, all I have to say is this. The ship is sinking fast, and there's a friggin' hole in the lifeboat as well.
Yeah, right. It's true. Yeah, it's not a roomy lifeboat. There's like no... It's like Titanic style.
There may
it's
not
just
be
Kate Winslet. May not be enough of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Sturm. Poor Sturm.
Poor Sturm.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long year for Sturm. He's wearing these losses. Hearing his voice.
The guy was getting a job nowhere else. Not poor Sturm. Like, he's lucky he has this job.
Feel bad for you, Sturm. Hang in there, bud. Keep your head up. I just love the guy doesn't talk to anybody all game long.
Yeah.
Just stands there. He's just out to lunch on the bench the whole game. And then after the game, he's like, they're immature. The other team doesn't do anything. Like, yeah. he comes out like punching around at people
he's
after
got
the game.
Good stuff.
It's all pent up.
They're like, hey, coach, maybe let us know how you feel during the game at
all. He
doesn't
speak for 2.5 hours, nice. And then he just lets it fly after the game. I do kind of love that about him.
Super quiet for 2.5 hours that he starts a podcast.
All right, that's your Bruins. You can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. We've done the tail of the tape. It's up at Jones and Keefe. Who has the advantage? And Patriots and Chargers. Go seek that out for yourself. But it was very detailed and very. We went very in-depth. Okay, we're being informed, Keefe, that not all of our categories have impact on the field on Sunday.
Oh, is that right?
Which is insightful.
Yeah.
By some of the Twitch chat members, YouTube chat members, texters as well, sending that in. We appreciate it. But go seek out the tail of the tape. Meantime, where does Drake May fit in the playoff field of quarterbacks? You got to win one game in the postseason. How would we rank the playoff quarterbacks? We'll get to it next.